Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And if you look at the Orioles' next six games, I don't recall a time going into the middle of August, Jeremy. I mean, I do recall a time, but it's been a long time, that I was actually nervous because games actually matter. Think about this. You got three games in Tampa and then three games in Toronto before coming home for one game against the Cubs and on to the Boston Red Sox in Chicago. So all of these games matter. They still have seven games left against the Houston Astros as well. Keep that in mind. I don't think I've been this nervous about this time of the year in Oriole, as an Oriole fan since 2016. In fact, I know I haven't.
Yeah. All right.
It's been six years.
I get it. You know, you're coming into a series now with a team that line up again, getting healthier but still wanting against this Tampa Bay team. I don't think there's any fear here about
playing them. Not fear.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Yeah. I'm just talking about the players specifically. Like, you look at a situation where you're going to face what you deem to be a good team, and more than likely a lot of these games are going to be lower scoring. So it's going to come down to key situations, hitting with runners in scoring position, maybe even playing a little small ball at times. So I'm just interested to see how they attack this. But, I mean, it's good to see that Mountcastle's swinging the bat a little bit better. And then we look at the top of the order and how they've been doing. You mentioned Santander's been on one. He's been really, really good. And now Hayes back. So, you know, just hopeful that we get to see them at least hang around here in September and make this thing really interesting.
And it's like when you were an athlete. You go into a game, you know you're prepared, you know you got everything you can do, and you're not scared of the opponent, but because it means so much, you're nervous. I'm not afraid of these other teams, but it hasn't meant this much this late in 6 years.
Absolutely. You still get butterflies. I know, and still pro athletes that puke before games. You know, and they know that they're good and the team's good, but you know it means a lot, and you know, there's always an anxiety, and you know, when you're in football, it's until the first kickoff. Once kickoff happens, the first hit, that's it. You're done. You're good. But it's like that in every sport. So yeah, and these games do matter. It's funny, you know, when they didn't matter, you weren't that really. I don't know.
You had a hard time engaging in the first place.
Yeah, but you didn't get upset if they lost. You were like, meh, okay. Now I was pissed they lost last night.
Yeah,
I mean they should have won that game.
Well, come on, you wanted us to pull back the curtain.
Why?
Why were you really pissed they lost last night? Who did they lose to?
Yeah, the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, I can readily admit that. 100%.
Let's pull back the curtain here a little bit.
Yep.
Losing to Tampa is one thing, but losing to the Red Sox?
Yep.
They could be 80 games back. I want them to beat the Red Sox.
I just do.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, you know, they had a chance to be a half game in front, owning that third spot on their own, and now they're a half game back. And that's fine. You know, three games over the weekend. Jeremy, you look at this. You got Volpe versus Kluber. McClanahan is not the same McClanahan he was in the first half, period. Against Watkins, who at times could be pretty good. Then you got Lyles versus Rasmus. And I just – every time Lyles takes the mound, I feel like he got a chance to win. Every time that guy takes the mound.
Well, what do they say? As far as pitchers and hitters, they got two guys that are that rank in the top 60 in WAR. And one of them's Lyles, and the other one's Adley Rutschman right now. They're the only ones that are ranking the top 60 in WAR from a hitter's perspective and a pitching perspective, which makes it that much more amazing what they're doing right now currently.
Smoke and mirrors.
And also the lowest payroll in baseball?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to see what the other teams did and who they moved, but they're in that group if they're not the lowest. So it's really impressive and where they're at. So with Lyles, I think you trust him every time he goes out. But again, it's not like you're ever going to be on the plus side in starting pitching, that you're going to look at the matchup you have against other playoff teams and think that yours is better than theirs on a consistent basis. And it's just been a crazy year.
Urine and Theron?
Yeah.
So what?
Urine and Theron.
Yeah.
The old, who was that? That was
Phillips. Bob Phillips.
Phillips. Yeah. Wade's dad.
That's the best thing that ever happened to Wade.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057. Ben and Wooster. What's up, Ben?
Hey, listen, guys. Thank God for sports, or I think we'd be at each other's throat. Mm-hmm. And Ed, this is for you specifically about these other topics. I think you're an honorable and fair-minded guy. I just wanted to say that. And that doesn't say anything bad about the other two gentlemen there. I just think that, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Your last name's Norris?
Yeah. Yep.
And so about the game last night, I was at the game, and I thought Kramer pitched well, but he needs to scrap that what if he calls that a 12-6, it's not a – I don't like his curveball. Anyways, that's for the pitching coach to decide. And one other thing about Terran Vavra, I think it's time that he makes that next step to maybe batting against lefties. Not a hard thrower like McClanahan, but maybe soft throwers at first. Because this kid, like I said last week, he is potentially our next 300 hitter. Listen, guys, have a great weekend and go O's.
It's interesting he says that about a curveball. And I just text because what I remember and listening to the old game, he was failing with his cutter earlier. He gave up a ton of doubles. He was failing with the cutter. He went to his curveball to bail him out of trouble. And Ben McDonald even referenced that. It was the curveball that settled him down. He was getting destroyed. The cutter wasn't working. Cutter was flat. It wasn't working. It was easy to hit. He went to the curveball to settle down. And Ben couldn't stop talking about it. And I can hear Ben during the commercial breaks. And Ben was even talking about it during the commercial break about how the curveball settled him down.
Forgive me because I'm blanking on the player that Ben said. Ben or Kevin Brown said that they hit a home run off of off the curveball with Dean Kramer in a previous start.
Yes.
And then he didn't throw a curveball the rest of the game, which they found odd.
It didn't. And now, and last night, it was the curveball that got him back. It was not, I don't know, and Ben says he was at the game, so and I don't know if he thought he was watching the curveball with the cutter. I don't know, but the cutter got him in trouble last night.
So you disagreed with Ben talking about throwing, you know, too many curveballs. Huh. I totally disagree with his honorable man thing with Ed Norris because I have no idea what that's about. And
you know, this is why I didn't touch on it, because when you're talking politics,
is it just you and I talking here?
The person that you side with is always the fair and honorable one, so there's no need to discuss that.
Oh, I wasn't even talking politics. I was just saying in general. I've seen what this guy has done to other people. Fair and honorable.
You think that was bad? Watch this.
Yeah, but like I said, with the baseball, that's it's kind of backwards. Joe, did you watch the game, or were you watching more of Ravens?
I watched from the fourth inning till the seventh inning.
What did you pick up on?
Ben and I talked about it off air. We strongly disagreed with the idea. I said that the curveball saved him.
Yeah, it did.
Ben said, no, that's incorrect. And I said, Ben, I'll look at the pitch tracker here. All of the hard hit balls, minus the one that went out to left field that Santander dove on and missed, that was a curveball.
Yes.
Everything else that got hit was a changeup, a slider, or cutter.
You didn't argue with him about Ed being fair and honorable, or he didn't say anything to you off the air about it?
He did not.
Okay.
I love that guy.
He called you a PI, though, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, he's about 10 steps above that, but...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. What's that?
Where the hell did Vavra come from?
Oh, he was in the trade.
A Gibbons trade.
Gibbons trade, yeah.
Kimmy Nevin.
I mean, but he's been tearing it up in the minors.
Who was the other player that got back in the Vavra trade?
It was Nevin, Vavra, and Michael DeSore.
Good luck with that.
Listen, yeah.
I don't want to. In all this time we've been talking about the minors, how good the minors have been, I haven't heard a peep about him.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? Steve Molesky talked about him a lot, and so did.
But we haven't.
Paul Mankind. They talked about him on the show.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times when those names get brought up, I don't want to say you're dismissive of them because you're so excited to hear the top names,
right?
You know,
I guess because there's so many names that are rattling off, you don't really know who they are.
Like even when Bradish came up, we had all heard about Bradish, but he wasn't. I don't think he was in that group of like D.L. Hall, Grayson Rodriguez.
No,
but I like Bradish's makeup. I don't know that it ever. It ever fully comes together for him being a frontline starter, but I think he's got good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.